It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. I was a suburban kid growing up, living in the metropolitan area of Memphis, Tennessee. However, I was reared by a mother who had spent her summers barefoot in the red clay soils of northern Mississippi at the farm of her grandparents in the country. Once, when I was little, on one of those trips to the land of gravel roads and rusty tractors, we were driving past a cotton field when my mother commented, "Look how rich that soil is." I remembered looking over and asking, "What soil? You mean that dirt? It's rich?" She explained it was dark, almost black, and very fertile. "Fertile," I asked. "You know, good for growing things," she said. I don't remember how old I was, but that was the moment when I knew my mother must have been an expert on dirt, having had experiences on a farm I would never have or understand. I always noticed the dirt of a place after that. If I drove past a field with a crop growing in light brown dirt, I always felt a little pity for that farmer. I was sure he could get a bigger, better crop, if only he had darker dirt. After moving to Missoula as a 40-something suburbanite, I missed the crops of the South I knew. But I couldn't get over the rich, dark, almost black soil of this valley. It was everywhere. Bulldozers were digging it up to build buildings. Contractors were paving it over for parking lots. It seemed dispensable, underappreciated. When it wasn't being pushed out of the way or being covered by asphalt, it was covered with smooth, round, pinkish purple and blue stones the size of baked potatoes. My first year in Missoula, I met a man and his wife in a new neighborhood who had retired here from some Great Lake state. His yard was one big flower bed, and he agreed to give me a tour. Every plant looked healthy, and he knew the names of all of them. We wound our way around to the backyard, where he described and showed off his heirloom tomatoes and patty pan squash, varieties I'd never seen before. Then we got on to the subject of soil. "Missoula has rich soil because the valley used to be a glacial lake," he said. But soil expert Neil Svensson told me that the fertility of the soil in the Missoula Valley is the result of decaying prairie grasses and built-up organic matter. According to Svensson, a soil scientist with the Natural Resources and Conservation Service in Missoula, the topsoil in the valley developed in the last 10,000 to 12,000 years. Long after the glacier melted, the dam burst, and topsoil from that era was carried across the state of Washington to the ocean. Although the undulating hills in the middle of the valley are covered in prairie grass, the most fertile soil in the Missoula Valley is the direct result of stream deposits from the rivers in the area, the Blackfoot, the Clark Fork, and the Bitterroot, and their tributaries like Grant Creek and Rattlesnake Creek. Soils near the rivers are thick, deep, and loamy. The layers of sediment left behind by Glacial Lake Missoula can best be seen from I-90 near St. Regis, Montana. It is true, Svensson said, that there are areas in the valley that have some of the most fertile soil found in the U.S., good for growing food. However, the lack of water and cold northern climate prevent a lot of crops from being grown in the area that are grown elsewhere in the country. As it turns out, my mother was a soil expert after all. Living in the sunny South, however, made it possible to turn that knowledge into good eating. I'm Deborah Tanner for Field Notes, brought to you by the University of Montana Literature of Nature Writing Class and the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs, call the center at 327-0405 or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.